Hello, welcome to the Successful Chaos Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Sarf, and this is the introductory episode, and happy to have you here to check us out and see what we're all about. It's been a while since I've been on the podcast. I miss it, and look forward to being with you every week going forward as we introduce you to so many of the wonderful wealth creators that we've met as a company through IntelliSense, that I've had the wonderful privilege to build great relationships with over time, the strategic partners that we have. And what I want you to think about Successful Chaos is this podcast is about wealth creators. And it's wealth creators who want to be in a like-minded community where we can share stories and we can really optimize what I call the four freedoms. So we optimize the four freedoms of time, relationships, money, and purpose. Those are so key to anybody who's building wealth, whether you're building it for your family, whether you're building it for your company, for your community. All of those together really empower wealth creators to do so many great things. And so we're going to unpack many of the lessons and many of the stories that we've heard over the years that we're going to share with you. And we're going to help tell both sides of the story, not just the good on the success side, which is what everybody sees in the outside world. But I also want to talk about the chaos behind the scenes that maybe you don't see in building wealth as a family, some of the challenges families go through and how they navigate those. And then also for business owners, how they navigate those. This idea of successful chaos came from, it was pre-COVID, about 2018, and my business partner and I, Kenny Burkhead, we went out and talked to four entrepreneurs. And as we met these entrepreneurs, what we saw was they were extremely successful to the outside world. They drove nice cars. They lived in beautiful homes. They had phenomenal families. Their business and their clients and everything they were doing to the outside world, fantastic. At what you would dream of having if you were an entrepreneur for a business. But as a wealth manager, I'm able to ask other questions and start digging to see what's happening behind the scenes. And so what we saw was these entrepreneurs, they didn't have any life insurance. They're the sole breadwinner for their family. There's no life insurance to protect. If they get run over by that proverbial bus that's chasing all of us, their family's left out stranded. They didn't have wills and trusts in place. The titling of their assets, the beneficiaries, the way their companies were structured, it wasn't right. Some of them were running their company through their own name and didn't even have the company name incorporated, even as an LLC or an S-Corp to protect liability. Behind the scenes, their finances were a mess. Their accounting principles, their taxes were behind schedule. Their payroll was a mess. And here's why. Society assumes that as an entrepreneur, that you can wear all the hats and you know you have all the answers to all the questions. And what I can tell you is that that's not true. How can you have all the answers? If you are phenomenal at building homes, if you're phenomenal at putting a roof on a house, if you're phenomenal at writing code to protect businesses from cybersecurity breaches and that, it doesn't mean you're going to have all the answers for everything else in your business and all the other hats. And so we found in many of these offices that whoever was best at Excel was running the books. And they didn't really have any formal training in how to do books, how to do bookkeeping, how to have relationships with banks, how to properly fill out all the debits and credits in their accounting software. So we came in to help all of these entrepreneurs get some better systems in their back office and take that stress away from them to give them more time, right? Part of the four freedoms, to give them more time so they can focus on what they're best at. And that's the key to being an entrepreneur, is knowing what you're the best at, knowing what your unique ability is, knowing the impact you can make in your business. And that, because when we all start businesses, right? I've had three or four businesses in my life. I failed at some and I've succeeded at others. And what we learned from that is when you start a company, you have this great vision of, I want to live this amazing life of significance. and I want to start building a company, and I really want to affect my life and my family's life, the clients that I serve, all the employees and staff that work for me, the strategic partners in the community and the impact we can have with them. And so you start out running and going and doing the best that you can as an entrepreneur, but then you start hitting ceiling of complexity, or should say ceilings of complexity, because there's different ceilings. Some people, their accounting ceiling is pretty low, where others, you know, other tasks that you know are pretty high. And so making sure the legal is correct in your business, making sure that your investments and your benefits are correct, how you're going to hire and fire or attract and retain employees inside of your business. We call all of those intangible capitals, and we'll talk about that, that finances are great. That's a good part of it, right? The profitability of your company, but also the multiple that you can earn in that company is based on the intangible capitals of your human capital, your social capital, your process capital, as well as your social. And we want to make sure that those are solid as you're building your company and putting that together. So what we found with these four entrepreneurs was they needed a lot of help. They were in successful chaos, successful to the outside, chaotic behind the scenes. We came in and put our system in place, brought all of our professional partners in place. And boy, did we give them their time back. The revenues just really took off through the roof for these companies. We made a massive 180 in many of these, in all four of these companies. And so I'm going to have those entrepreneurs on to talk about their story of what was it like beforehand? What was it like hiring us to come in, and then the successes and things that they saw that really allowed them to achieve a lot of things in their life that they were after, that they frankly had hit that ceiling of complexity and didn't know how to get through it. And so we came in and helped them put that together. But I want to share their stories on here. A lot of the strategic partners that helped us in these processes, from accountants and attorneys, and that we'll have on the show, bankers and mortgage professionals on that. But I want to bring them to you to help you build a stronger base of wealth. A lot of people are great at creating wealth. They're not so good at keeping it. And so we want to talk about the strategies of, let's share the success of how these entrepreneurs create wealth and to help you really optimize those four freedoms: time, money, relationship, and purpose. And then we're going to tell the stories of how do we keep that wealth and how do we strengthen that wealth. The other thing we're going to talk about in this program is not just getting your world organized, but being able to help you if you want to acquire a business, if you want to go through exit and succession planning, that it's time to hand off your business to the next generation, or it's time to sell to private equity or to bring in a strategic partner. We do that with a number of our clients as well, and we want to share their stories with you and the success they've had, the heartaches they go through, the really tough conversations they have to have as a family, how we deal with family conflict. So many wonderful things to unpack. We'll tackle each of these every week as we go through, but we'd love to have you join us each week. You can always watch all the episodes on YouTube. If you want to see me and my guest on YouTube, you can watch us there. If you want to read it, it'll be transcribed. If you want to listen to it, it'll be on Spotify and Apple and so many other places where the podcasts are broadcast to. So welcome to Successful Chaos. I'm Brian Sarf, a personal CFO at IntelliSense, and I look forward to sharing so much with you over the coming weeks. Have an absolutely blessed day. Bye-bye.